Get up with
Desire and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
How's it been growing up with the name John Howard? Because obviously it's our most famous Prime Minister of all time as well. Does it has it got its ups and downs?
I'm being named after Bob Hawke.
How many times in your career have you had John Howard PM related questions?
Oh, look, honestly, guys, this is the first time for about a decade, but maybe about a million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was actually quite handy because people wanted me to do stupid things. Like, for example, Bob Hawke did ring me up and I was lying on the bed reading a book and my wife came and said, Bob Hawke's on the phone. I said, yeah, I know what he wants. And she said, no, he's ex-Prime Minister, get off your ass. So I go in there and he wanted me to run against John Howard when John Howard was in his seat. And I had to tell him, look, Bob, I'm sorry, I can't because my whole family lives in that electorate and they all vote for him. But if you want to destroy my life.
That is an unbelievable story.
True.
Imagine John Howard running against John Howard in the electorate because Bob Hawke called you and asked you to do it. That's incredible.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know why? Because we're hoping that some kind of ditzy bedder would just see John Howard and vote.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he even said to me whilst he was talking to me, oh, you're probably not going to win, John. And I went, well, and I'm not going to run, Bob.
Man, forget sea change. You need to make a movie about that. That's an awesome story.
That'd be a pretty short movie, I reckon, yeah. Don't you?